Radio SBS, les informations, les actualités et les histoires qui vous inspirent dans votre langue. Joignez-vous à la conversation. sbs.com.au/french.
We're here with Nicole Murnane at a little bar in East Melbourne that just struck gold, our art gold. It's called Le Tipler. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
So talk to us about it. You just discovered a unknown and undiscovered Mirka Mora painting.
Yes, we're super excited. We were renovating upstairs and we discovered it just completely by accident. And we knew for pretty sure that it would be a Mirka Mora because we knew the history of the building, and we couldn't quite believe our eyes, and we still can't quite believe it, to be honest.
So the building, you talk about the history, it used to be the Balzac, which was a restaurant she owned with her late husband. And it was quite an iconic building for the art scene and the avant-garde scene in Melbourne at the time in the late 60s.
That's correct. We knew a little bit about the history when we found this building, and that's what attracted us to this. We knew they were an amazing cafe that attracted lots of different people from the art community. Celebrities would come and visit here, and we just knew that it was an amazing place. So that's what attracted us to the building in the first place, and we're hoping that we can continue some of that here at the Tipler & Co. And now to find this painting, it's just an amazing full circle, maybe. Yeah.
Talk to us about the feelings, or maybe the phone call you received when someone took this out. You must have, maybe you were not here, but you received a phone call probably, I'm assuming, and someone just went, oh, there is a Mirka Mora on the wall.
Yes, exactly. I was at work and my husband called me. He sounded over the moon. I couldn't imagine why. And when he told me, I still didn't believe him. And he had to send a photo of the mural. And then it sort of hit home, wow, this could be a Mirka Mora. And our first thought was just to really keep it secret until we contacted the family.
So you talked to William. Did you have it sort of dated, and you know the era, because this fits with the era of the building, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we contacted William and he came out and had a look only last week, and he says it's dated as one of Mirka's early charcoals, and that's in the early 1960s, which fits with the timing of this building because the family moved on from this building in about the mid-1960s. So, yeah.
Do you plan to have Mirka here to maybe just maybe open up the room, or to at least have her rediscovering? Because she's very emotional about work, so she will be over the moon to see a piece of work she hasn't seen for that long.
Well, we would love to have Mirka here. William has said that Mirka is extremely excited to know that it's here. She'd actually forgotten that it was that still there, and she's over the moon that it's been preserved all this time. And we'd love to have her here. So hopefully one day she can come.
And the idea is to put it on display in your reception room upstairs.
That's right. So we'll be having some public viewings of it because we know it's a pretty iconic piece and people want to come and see it. But also if people would like to book a function, they can, and that will be as part of the room upstairs. So what a way to celebrate an occasion with a Mirka Mora mural.
Are you going to call the room the Mirka Room?
We'd like to. We'll have to check with Mirka first, yeah.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you very much.
SBS French. Mardi, jeudi, samedi et dimanche, à 13h ou à tout moment en ligne.